Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of An Unwelcome Quest by Scott Meyer, performed by Luke Daniels. The following is intended to be a fun, comedic, sci-fi fantasy novel. Any similarity between the events described and how reality actually works is purely coincidental. Prologue. It was a momentous day in Camelot. Not as momentous as the day a time-traveling computer enthusiast named Philip showed up, called himself a wizard, and demonstrated the ability to do what appeared to be genuine magic. Not as momentous as the day another wizard calling himself Merlin talked the king into changing his oldest son's name to Arthur, and the city of London's name to Camelot. Certainly not as momentous as the day construction of the monstrously huge gold-plated castle at the heart of Camelot had been completed. All of these things were made possible by a computer file that Philip, Merlin, or as he was originally known and would be known again one day, Jimmy, and all of the other wizards had found. The file proved that reality was merely an artificial construct controlled by a computer program. Manipulating this file allowed one to manipulate reality itself, travel in time, and create things that were, in a word, magical. Things like the initiation of a new wizard, which was the particular momentous event scheduled for this day. What nobody knew was that this would also be the day that the wizards of Camelot first found reason to expel a wizard and exile him back to his own time. It was, as we've established, a momentous day. Every wizard in Europe was gathered in the main ceremonial hall of the Castle Camelot, eating good food that was bad for them, drinking very good drinks that were very bad for them, and generally enjoying themselves, because that was how the initiation ceremony worked. Besides, the powers they gained from their use of the computer file ensured that the food and drinks couldn't really hurt them, which made the party all the more enjoyable. 20 or so wizards sat around a table that would have filled any reasonably sized room, but which was almost lost in the vastness of the great hall. The hall was a cavernous expanse of polished marble and gold. The wizards all wore flowing robes and pointed hats. Most of them had staffs leaning against the table or lying on the floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?